Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And baby, that's you on a good day. Baby, that's you on a good day. Disaster is always just a feel away. But baby, I'm sticking with you anyway. You're messed up.
No messing here. 33 after the hour. It's 27 before the new hour. And the Good Day program helping you start your day with what's going on in the world, the news, the conversation, the opinions. Jennifer Horn has an opine or two here and there. So does Kenny, monitoring social media. Actually, you know what? We haven't checked in because I thought not about it. That's a way of talking like Yoda. I do that because he's my hero. I thought not about it while you were gone, Kenny. So having said that, before we get to Edward Snowden and his interview, what sort of things have we got flopping around that we haven't gotten to that people would be interested in knowing about in terms of comment? Because that's really kind of what we're here for, have people understand what's going on, at least from our point of view, and then what's your deal? 888-302-3684, email to Doug or to Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So what do we have cooking there?
A couple comments about the top 10 list of the top 10 talk radio topics for the week. Yvonne said the ones that were most important to her were the Religious Freedom Act controversy and the Iran nukes. She says those who cannot treat others as equal will have no peace.
It's interesting how the religious controversy thing. There's an email, well, not an email. Can you see if you can find the Facebook page posting from a fellow who was very, very angry at me and said that Steve Wiseman, the lawyer who interpreted that law, was a liar. And as I read through it, I was having breakfast yesterday at some restaurant, and I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm wondering to myself, and I've said this on the air too, these sorts of things, how in the world is somebody so invested in this one way or the other, even though I get the controversy, I get the different interpretations and stuff, but how does somebody get so angry? I think his name was Boyer. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, Gordon Bloyer, it says.
Yeah, you can read some of that. He is so angry. He calls, well, you can read some of it and see what all of you think.
There has been lots of misinformation about this law. The attorney you had on was a liar. The law had nothing to do with refusing service to anyone. That is already covered by the Public Accommodations Act. That already makes it illegal to discriminate. This is about having someone personally participate in your activity, right, even if they don't agree with it. A person that makes videos does not have to sell his services to a nudist wedding or a KKK birthday party.
And he's kind of, I mean, the way I've understood it, and I've gone through it last week, the fine line is this. If you are asked to bake, everybody likes to use the cake baking. If you're asked to bake a cake, then you don't have to, by just saying, I don't want to bake a cake for you, is still illegal. If I don't want to bake a cake and deliver it and set it up at your gay wedding because it disagrees with me or whatever I believe in, then that's where that protects you. Or better yet, if someone wants you to, you know, if you're a Muslim guy and you have to have facial hair and your job wants you to be clean shaven, you can say, look, I have to have facial hair for religious reasons. That's kind of, it's a very fine line. It is, and it's been open to really bad interpretation because people are into this team sport of, you know, black and white, gay and religious groups, you know, all these things.
You have a really bad Middle Eastern accent.
Huh?
Somebody else want to try it. When you said, I have to, Richie, you can do a better job. I have to have a beard to buy.
I wasn't doing a Muslim accent.
I know you weren't. That's why I said you have a bad one.
That was mean.
It was mean?
Oh, that's mean.
That's right.
My accent's fine.
Meany, meany, miny, miny. Okay. Anyway, the thing that, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on this, so I'm going to move on, but I just think Wiseman is one of the best lawyers, the smartest guys that I have ever come across when it comes to the law. There's not much that gets by him. And whatever that man heard, I don't remember, frankly. I have to go back and listen to the recording of it. But you know, even if he was wrong, why are you so angry about this? That guy's a liar. He's not, there's no reason for him to not tell the truth.
Sometimes he people are just wrong, or maybe have, you just misunderstood.
But maybe you didn't hear. I mean, right. I find it hard to believe. Anyway, I think I made my point. What else do you got there, Kenny?
Let's see. he had a little bit more to say. I'm trying to get past.
Yes, he did. He had a lot to say.
Rob says,
and you know what, buddy? But hold on for a second. The other side of that is, I am very pleased when somebody feels strongly enough about something, even though I was critical of him calling Wiseman a liar. The fact that he took the time and he feels passionate about it is very important, and the fact that he would take the time to express himself to the rest of us who would read what he has to say. Certainly he's trying to convince us that his point is right, but it takes time to do that as thoughtfully as he did, and so for that I am thankful, sir. Thank you. All right, what else, Kenny?
Rob says, I wish people could get as fired up about ISIS as they are about Indiana.
You know, that's amen to that.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Statement. Right. We have done nothing. We sit like a bunch of squatting fools while these guys run all over the place, and it keeps going on and on and on. And it just, you know, I made reference, if you weren't listening the last half hour, to how horrible the infrastructure is getting in our country and how we're just not keeping up with it. We have so many problems that we are not dealing with, and yet these people just keep coming back with more programs, more ideas, more let's do this, let's change that. Why the hell don't you fix what's wrong instead of spending more money on things that aren't going to be easily fixed or that don't need to be fixed in terms of priorities over and above what there is now? And this thing with ISIS is just the fact that these girls want to go over there.
I do not understand.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
these people do not treat it right.
Yeah. All right, Kenny, keep going, please. Thanks.
A bunch of comments about that Monsanto story that we had last week, where the lobbyist said that it was, the Roundup was safe to drink, but I'm not going to drink any because I'm not stupid.
Just in case.
Right. Yeah, that's our Monsanto story of the week.
I'm not thirsty.
About that?
Yeah. I'm thinking he's looking for a job this week.
Mm-hmm. Ryan says nuclear power plants are absolutely safe too, but I wouldn't live there. Sleep and eat whatever you want.
Sleep where you want, eat what you want, but don't do it in my neighborhood. Okay. Yeah. The other side of this is people have jobs. People are told this is what you have to say in order to keep that job. And if you don't say it, then go work somewhere else, which is completely up to the company to do what it feels is right. But when it comes down to the risks of some of these things that come, especially out of Monsanto, there's not a lot of debate about the science here. Not much at all. All right, Kenny, what else have you got that's good?
Alice said, we had a little kid who got into the Roundup. We had to pump his stomach, give him activated charcoal, and admit him to the hospital. Safe to drink? I think not. Call your local poison control if you want to see for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, so to say that, it just underscores how these people think they can say almost anything and get away with it because they're so powerful.
Well, what he was basing his comment on was several people apparently have tried to commit suicide by drinking it, and it didn't kill them.
No.
So he turns that into it's safe to drink.
Right, there you go.
Good job,
That's
Charlie.
An interpretation, yeah. Give that to the guy who just wrote the note about Wiseman. Okay, what else have you got, Ken? There's a lot of interesting things here. Go ahead. I don't want to miss out.
Joseph says, Monsanto Corporation is the same company that brought us Agent Orange. Don't trust them.
They've brought us a lot of things that we've used in war. How much is there a crossover, I guess, is the question. And that we'll leave to your imagination. Because I don't have, normally in circumstances like this, I might stretch the truth a little bit. I don't have to with Monsanto, number one. Number two, I don't want to be accused of going beyond just because I don't like them going beyond what is the truth. The truth is they are very dangerous. Their products, some of their products, are extraordinarily beneficial to farmers here and elsewhere around the world. But the fact that they are so controlling and they're so interested in being in control, I suppose that's a part of a corporation. That's, you know, they don't report to you. They don't report to me unless you're a stockholder, Monsanto. They don't report to anybody. Their job is to make more money and to do it within the boundaries of the law. There's a certain amount of stretching going on there, I think. And so you make up your own mind. I just choose, make the decision. You people all make your own decision whether you want to eat GMO food. I choose not to. And I don't want anything to do with Monsanto under any circumstances. I've been a farmer all my life. I've seen what the stuff does. I'm not interested, but everybody's got a choice. A lot of farmers swear by their stuff because they what they do allows them to produce more and not necessarily at a great deal more expense. And so I understand that thinking, Frank. It just doesn't happen to be mine. Kenny, what else? Boy, you got a lot of material here.
One more on Monsanto. Thomas says that lobbyist was quite a spokesman. His refusal is the best statement possible regarding the safety of Roundup and Monsanto.
Yeah, no, doesn't need a comment. What other areas have you got working there? Anything that's hot and juicy?
Yeah, some new comments about the Rolling Stone magazine and their retraction of the rape story.
Yeah, what is this, for those of you who don't know, in terms of background, about, what was it, last October? It was a fall sometime,
yeah.
When that young woman who had accused the fraternity of raping her. And I've said, in general, there's way too much of this stuff going on in this country. There's way, way, way too many of these fraternities and other... It isn't even just on college campuses. The fact that women are abused the way they are in the name of somebody having a good time or because they can, or any number of things that you can play into,
gives
the
everybody the ability to blame every man for everything.
Yeah. Well, but the other side of it is there are too many men who are doing this, Richie. It's not acceptable to have anybody.
But it's assumed everybody's guilty.
Well, in this case, the Rolling Stone thing was a complete misjustice. Is that the right word? Injustice is a better word. A miscarriage of justice. A miscarriage of injustice. Whatever.
It was bad.
It was really bad. And Rolling Stone looks really bad because they didn't. There are occasions when the Rolling Stone has done over the years fairly interesting, penetrating interviews. I don't really know. I don't. You know what? I have never really understood what the real mission is
of
Rolling Stone magazine.
I don't either. I started getting it.
It's culture.
I started getting it for free, and I never ordered it, but it just started kind of showing up at my house, and it's weird. I mean, there's a lot of cuss. It's a lot of sexual stuff.
Yeah.
But they try to do newsy stuff as well. I don't know. I think it's for men. I don't get it.
Well, it may be for men, but it's
not
still
for musicians anymore. I'll tell you that.
No, it isn't. That's the point. That thank you, Richie. You just made the point.
Right. So what's your purpose?
A music magazine. Now it's
they
not.
They try to
it's
do culture pieces, junk. You know, to try and report on culture.
So is that enough background for you to do what the comment is, Kenny? This lady accused this fellow of these people of raping her. They didn't. She doesn't. They didn't do the background story, so they didn't get anybody on the other side. Now it's really looking like this woman made the whole thing up. So I think that's where it is.
We saw this with the Duke University lacrosse team too.
Yeah. So what's the comment, Ken?
Lou says the responsible editor at Rolling Stone needs to step down if they want to start down the road of repairing the magazine's reputation. The story, the expression of concern, the review, and now the upcoming retraction were all handled badly. Stuff like this does not take 3 to 4 months to figure out.
No, and it also does take the sway off the real focus of the real problem, which are too many women are getting abused. That's the real problem here.
That's what UVA said this morning, is that this is the shame of it all.
Yeah. It is. It is. It's pretty
is
outrageous.
That the real problem will now be, you know, not taken as seriously as it should be.
Right. All right, Kenny, we've done a good job. Anything else that you want to...
Boy, this is one more on the Rolling Stone thing. Brian says, remember when Woodward and Bernstein got grilled over and over by Ben Bradley over the Watergate story? Are you sure? Are you sure? I guess that question doesn't come up anymore.
Ben Bradley died. And with that, although there are a lot of people who are concerned about his political point of view, he really was a good newsman and was swayed a lot by his own feelings, but he got people to do the job the right way. So that was a good comment. There's a lot of good comments there. Thank you. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. It's 12 before the hour.
Today on App Check, Desktop Connect will discover all the computers on your network, Windows or Mac, then give you access to their desktops to launch applications. $15. Desktop Connect. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is thyme. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This track and field star won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze at the 2000 Summer Olympics, but she was stripped of them all after admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
A time of 10.75. What superb sprinting by Marion Jones.
So where is Marion Jones now? Marion served 6 months in jail in 2008 for committing check fraud and for lying about her use of PEDs under oath. She appeared on the show Life After on the TV One network and recently sat down with Oprah Winfrey to discuss her highs and lows and what it was like to tell her children about going to prison.
I made a poor choice, and that at that point satisfied their curiosity. I hope one day when people remember me, that's at the end of my name, there's a dot, 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 because the story continues. It doesn't end when you make a mistake.
Here's hoping Marion stays on the right track. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, up for a job interview. Of course, you want to make a great impression, but there's one article of clothing you may have forgotten. It's the last thing interviewers notice about you, and it speaks volumes. Here's the science of it. During a job interview, we're on our best behavior. We watch every word we say. We put our best foot forward. And of course, we dress for success. But there's one article of clothing that may confirm or deny everything you've said.
I haven't got all day.
It's your shoes. And most interviewers check them out as you're walking out the door. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't forget your shoes. If they're clean and polished, they add a touch of confirmation that you pay attention to detail and may just tip the scale in your favor. Got a question? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.